You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we welcome Syra Suleiman, a financial whiz, a Mensa member, and the gifted founder of a free financial investment service called Your Capital, a free cutting-edge financial services firm offering tailored expert investment and retirement advice in one holistic portfolio. After immigrating to the U.S. from her childhood home in Pakistan, she received her MBA from Wharton and worked at Morgan Stanley as an investment advisor to wealthy individuals. Syra, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I really am looking forward to speaking with you.
And I, too, am looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So I understand you grew up in Pakistan, as we mentioned earlier, and had a challenging environment since you are a woman looking to work in finance. How have you two come together?
As you mentioned, Eric, I was born and raised in Pakistan. And Pakistan is a place which is very male chauvinistic. Most dads that I know of prefer a son over a daughter. And my father was frankly no different. My father's family has generationally been in business. So logically, my father felt like having a son would not only carry his name forward, but also take the business to the next level. And so, when I was born as his first child, he was deeply disappointed because he wanted a son so badly. And then when my parents separated after a few years of marriage, my mom moved in with my grandmother, and so she was a single mother. She was raising my brother and I have a younger brother, and there was no concept of child support unlike that you have here. So my mom had to raise the both of us, and from a very young age, as I was growing up, I knew hardship and poverty sort of a thing, because unfortunately, being poor in a third world country is vastly different. And so what happened was, I started becoming very innovative from a young age. And in my early teenage years, I created a tuition center within our home. And the idea there was, we would teach kids physics and mathematics. Like, that's what I did. And my mom would teach like English and biology. And that's how I started paying for my education, as well as supporting the entire house. So really, that's how I ended up paying for a big chunk of my education. And when it came time to come to the U.S., my mom had always harbored that ambition. Believe it or not, in Pakistan, she studied in a convent from nuns. And I personally went to a Christian school, grew up studying Bible, which is rare in Pakistan. But she always wanted me to be out of Pakistan and come to the U.S. And so my father, being a much more conservative individual, started taking interest in our lives and said to me, okay, you've applied to universities in the U.S., I don't want you to go there. I want you to get married and, just not do anything else. And I, in order to get a visa to come to the U.S., needed a four-year guarantee. I wanted him to show the financial guarantee. So I made a deal with him. I said, okay, show me the guarantee. If I don't get the visa, I'll do what you want me to do. So literally out of sheer luck, I went to the U.S. embassy, did all the paperwork, and I got accepted. And so I never looked back. I came here with very little money. And then it was sort of like being out of frying pan into the fire, and in the sense that you had to hustle, pay for your school through internships, and that's really how I paid for my undergrad in computer science. So it has been an interesting journey, really.
And I'd say so, and that's quite a story, and thanks for sharing some of that background with us. What inspired you to launch your own financial services business?
Yeah, actually, Eric, what happened was I finished my MBA from Wharton. And after that, as you mentioned, I worked at Morgan Stanley as an investment advisor. And what investment advisors really do is we help manage the money of very wealthy individuals. So vast people who are very successful, they don't know what investment products make sense or how to construct a solution that will help them achieve their investment objectives or to even track their portfolios on an ongoing basis. So we would do all of that work for them, and they would hire us for that. And as I was helping them out, I realized that I was very active in our community, going to meetups, events, and so on, that I realized vast majority of people don't have the resources to hire an advisor, and they basically self-direct their investments. So if today you self-direct your investments, you can open an account at a discount brokerage like a Fidelity or a Schwab or a TD Ameritrade. You transfer your money. You get access to all kinds of investment products, individual bonds, individual stocks, mutual funds. I mean, you name it, ETFs, Vanguard funds. But the problem is vast majority of people have the same problem that our wealthy clients do. They don't know what products make sense or how to put together a portfolio. And so what happens is they get the access through a discount brokerage, but for guidance, they're going everywhere. They're going searching Google to figure out the best funds, or they're asking friends and family, or they find experts like me or other people to say, what are the tips that Morgan Stanley is giving or your bank is giving so we can invest that way? And as a result, what was happening was people were spending hours of their time creating solutions that may or may not help them achieve their objectives, or they were investing in very high fee funds without realizing that they were doing so. And or it's become so overwhelming for them that they just stay in cash. So when I noticed all these problems and the scale of the problem, I said, okay, what we've got to do is to create a service that's tailor-made for those who self-direct their investments. And that was the idea of Your Capital. And really the vision for the service is to have a place where imagine that you get free personalized guidance across various kinds of investment products, across different kinds of accounts. It's instantly available to you. You can take it or leave it, tinker with it. And once you've made your decision that, look, instead of these five funds, I want to invest in three funds. Instead of putting the percentages that are being suggested to me, I want to change all that. Once you've made that decision, you can instantly invest through the platform. And all the while, you are in control. You are the decision maker. You're not handing over your money to somebody. So that's the idea of Your Capital. So unlike a traditional brokerage like a Fidelity or a Schwab, where you get access to products but no built-in guidance, the intelligent discount brokerage, which is what we are trying, the vision for Your Capital, the intelligence comes when you connect, use people's data to connect the dots for them, help them reach a solution quicker and faster, and it's much more personalized for them that they can instantly implement and buy the products just as they do with a discount brokerage today, but they can do it faster, quicker, and on their terms. So that's really the vision for Your Capital.
Yeah, great information there. Thanks for that. Now, what sets Your Capital apart from other financial programs and services?
Sure. You know, so I would say, you know, you and your listeners may have heard of, apps and services like Betterment and Wealthfront. They actually are robo-advisors. A lot has been written about them. So robo-advisors actually target people who want a very hands-off approach. So if you have, let's say, $1,000 that you want to get managed, you can't hire a human advisor. You can give that money to Betterment. They will decide what funds to invest in. They will rebalance it. They will monitor it, and you pay them a fee for it. So that's they target very hands-off approach. With Your Capital, we have a very hands-on approach. And basically, the idea there is that we are really our target market are individuals who self-direct their investments, who want complete control and want that free guidance. So after I've sort of like distinguished between the two key segments, I think what people can get today from Your Capital is this is sort of like the unprecedented level of guidance. And I'm not saying that because we, helped create the service and co-founded the service. Basically today, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, you can sign up for free at Your Capital, connect your existing investment accounts in read-only mode, which means we just find out what your investments are, and you can see all your investments in one place. But beyond that, what ends up happening is instead of showing you mountains of data, which is very overwhelming for most people, we just show you the right pieces of information that can help you instantly figure out how your investments are doing, which investments are helping you make money, which are costing you. But that's just the first step. I know I've mentioned to you about fees. Like people end up paying, billions in fees without realizing it. This is at the aggregate level. So one of the things we do in your capital is you see fees at an aggregate level and also at the account level. So if you have a 401k and an IRA and a brokerage account, you can see at each of those various account levels as well as at total level. And not only that, you can see which of your funds that you have invested in are costing you that. And it doesn't stop there. We also have a recommendation engine, which is the idea of a recommendation engine is it just scours the universe of funds in the same category as your funds and offers you cheaper alternatives without you compromising on returns. And by the way, we don't get any compensation from these funds. It's, you know, we are completely, we don't have any conflict of interest. Individuals can take that recommendation, implement it, or just, you know, leave it for that matter. And so we also do a lot of risk analysis. So there's a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of intelligence that's also built into the system to make the life of those who self-invest easier.
And making it easier certainly is the key. Today we're joined by Syra Suleiman, the founder of a free financial investment service called Your Capital, a free cutting-edge financial services firm offering tailored expert investment and retirement advice in one holistic portfolio here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Syra, can you explain the intelligent tools that you offer?
Yeah, so actually, Eric, what we have is a metadata intelligence built into our system. So the idea there is that, as I've mentioned, not only do we want people to have unprecedented transparency without overwhelming people, but we also want to show people information that is relevant for them. So what our service does is it morphs based on the kind of portfolio someone links or connects. So for example, if you're sitting in all cash at a brokerage account and you connect that account in read-only mode, and we notice that you are sitting in an all-cash portfolio, that portfolio will see very different options compared to somebody else who may be invested in bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, their portfolio is vastly different. So our service adapts to the kind of portfolio that you connect. So if you are in all cash, we show you how inflation is reducing the value of your money because, you know, we use cash to buy things, physical things and services, and the prices of physical goods and services generally increase over time, what we know as inflation. So if you're sitting in cash, we show how inflation over time can reduce your ability to buy goods and services. And then we tell you, hey, you know, here is how you can create a tailored portfolio of either index funds or ETFs, exchange-traded funds. So that's one level of intelligence. The other thing we do is that if you connect like a retirement account, like a 401k or an IRA, we encourage you to perform a retirement analysis. Now, believe it or not, it came as a huge surprise to me that according to CNBC, 81% of the people do not know how much they need for retirement. So I can't even begin to fathom how you can save for a goal when you don't know how much you need. So one of the things we do is we encourage people to perform a retirement analysis once we detect a retirement account. And even within the retirement analysis, it's not just your cookie cutter tool sum that's out there. We have intelligent defaults to kind of navigate you through the process very quickly. And when you do look at how much you need for retirement, every single number is explained. You can hover over a number and know where it's coming from so that you can believe that, hey, this is indeed the amount of money I need and what can I do about it? And you can perform what-if analyses. Like, you know, since retirement is a long-term goal and there are lots of moving parts, you can retire later or, you know, save more, or you can spend less in your retirement. These are the various levels you can pull. These are all the kinds of things that you can do within your capital. So we have tried to build this intelligence where we logically recommend to you the next logical service that you should kind of look at in order to get a holistic financial picture. So that's the kind of intelligence that we've tried to build.
And a great explanation, and thanks for that fine coverage, most helpful. Lastly, what advice would you offer to anyone looking to break into a financial services career?
Oh, sure. Actually, I think if you are sort of starting out, if you want to go into traditional financial services, I would encourage people to go to New York City. I know this is crazy, but if you're early on in your career, and you think you prefer a certain area, you may find out that by talking to various other experts, that there's a different area of finance that you you love or you are more suited for. And the only way you can appreciate all the nuances of finance and financial services industry is if you are in a location which lives and breathes finance. And I would really say that that's New York City. So I would encourage people to surround themselves with people who are going and doing things that they want to do, and just, you know, take yourself there. There are tons of meetups. There's New York Societies of Securities Analysts you can join to kind of enhance your understanding of various other verticals within financial services. If, on the other hand, you want to do like fintech, which is sort of like a startup in the finance space, I would encourage people to come to Silicon Valley, because that's really the mecca for startups. And here you can literally come and attend meetups that cater to entrepreneurship. You can hear founders who raise funding. You can listen to VCs who come and share what they look for in other startups. You can volunteer at various accelerators to learn how founders are pitching their services. I mean, how to create pitch decks. You can actually work for a startup. There's like this whole startup ecosystem that's here, and you can learn a lot. And the reason you want to do that is that no job, I don't care if you work at Goldman or Morgan Stanley or any other company, ever prepares you for creating something from scratch. So if you're trying to create a startup, you're basically trying to do something from nothing. And so in order to do that successfully, you want to, again, surround yourself with people who are going there so that you can learn the nuances of a startup. And so that will give you a higher chance of success. So that's what I would tell people.
Syra, what a pleasure to have met you here, and a really exciting story and great services that you offer through Your Capital. Where can listeners get further details online on Your Capital? What is your website address?
Oh, definitely. They can actually go to our site at yourcapital.net. We also have a Facebook page. You can connect there. We also have a Twitter page. You can connect there as well. Please, sign up is free, as I mentioned. And, you know, I've mentioned that this is a product that has unprecedented level of guidance for a do-it-yourselfer. So call me out on it if you find that I'm exaggerating. But you can find us at yourcapital.net.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Syra, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
And again, it was more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Syra Suleman, the founder of a free financial investment service called Your Capital, a free cutting-edge financial services firm offering tailored expert investment and retirement advice in one holistic portfolio. And for further details, simply visit yourcapital.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.